Publisher Yusuf Abdi Gabobe of Somaliland's leading independent daily newspaper, Hatuf, was handed a 2-year prison sentence Sunday. His colleagues, editor Ali Abdi Dini, investigative reporter Mohamed Rashid Farah, and correspondent Mohamed Omar Sheikh, were each given terms of 2 years and 5 months by a regional court north of the capital, Hargeisa. Dini and Farah faced 3 criminal charges, including defaming Somaliland President Dahir Ayal Kahin. The newspaper's publication license was also indefinitely revoked, and the Hatuf Media Network was fined about $800. The head of Reporters Without Borders Africa Desk, Leonard Vincent, describes to VOA the newspaper's coverage that led to the charges.
The Hatuf is known to be a controversial newspaper. It's been very critical of the government and especially of the president and his family. The specific articles that are targeted by this procedure were about alleged corruption and use of public goods by the family of the president, and especially vehicles belonging to the government for personal purposes by the wife of the president.
Vincent says such hostility is unusual for the Somaliland government. He called for President Kahin to pardon the journalists as he had earlier promised. Somaliland analyst Iqbal Jazbai says Somaliland will need time to iron out press freedom and other issues as, he says, it is a new democracy. Jazbai says he is confident that the president and other authorities will step in and grant the journalists pardon.
I also can foresee the scenario where the elders, as they have done in the past when there have been this deadlock and stalemate on key political questions and the shaping of a new democracy, that they've intervened.
Somaliland, in northern Somalia, declared independence in 1991 and has held several elections judged by international observers to be free and fair. It is often showcased as an African success story because of the democratic functioning of its government and its peace relative to the rest of Somalia. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.